Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, A Somber Sabbath. In Luke chapter 25, verse 56, Luke records these words, And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. The commandment that he refers to here is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. While they were keeping it holy, they were very somber. No matter how often Jesus had told his disciples that he would be betrayed, would be accused, would be crucified, would be in the grave for 3 days, there was a lack of understanding. They were so focused upon him being the Messiah who would establish the earthly kingdom now that they forgot to listen to what he was saying about what he was going to experience. He was going to die. He was going to be in the grave for 3 days. He was going to rise again. That's very difficult for us to comprehend in our day and age, looking back and realizing what he did. But for those who were living during that time, it was an impossibility. And yet it was a possibility. It was his fulfillment of prophecy. And no matter how somber they were, there was going to be a day of resurrection. There was going to be a day when he would rise from the dead. As we go through our life and look around us and we see the sin and the strife and the turmoil and the tragedy, we are prone to be discouraged and think that no good thing can happen. But I want to tell you that even in the most somber and sad situations of life, Jesus wins the battle. We can have hope. We can have confidence, we can have assurance that Jesus is in control of every situation. Lift up your heads, dear heart. Jesus is in control of all things. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we pick up the newspaper, listen to the radio, turn on the television, and we see and are bombarded with the strife of this world. But we recognize you are in control. We may go through times of testing and trial and strife and such difficult situations we don't even know where to turn. But at the same time, we do know where to turn. We turn to you. Take control of our life, Lord. Give us assurance where there is no assurance. Give us peace where there is no peace. Give us the things that you desire for us to have that we might serve you with a certain purpose than we ever have before. I pray that all that we do and all that we say might be done for your honor and glory. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.